All right, as stated previously, we are so excited to have Sister Kendra Thaler. We greatly appreciate Sister Kendra. She helps us in so many different ways, including with our music, with our singing, with our choirs, and also with office work and office tasks that she helps us with. So she has been a great blessing, and we, and all this with her hands full. Two boys. She's taking care of her and Brother Brendan are taking care of two boys full time. So a lot on her hands, literally. With that said, Sister Kendra, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brother Vic. Good morning, everyone. I feel privileged to be asked to speak to you today. And I just want to really open up and share my heart with you this morning. And, as I was sitting in service yesterday morning, I was just looking around at our church and just feeling such a great love for our people. And I'm so thankful for our church and for the leadership of our church. Pastor and Sister Clark are the finest pastor and pastor's wife, in my opinion. And I know that the Lord has brought us here. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude this morning for the body of Christ. And as I was looking around, this thought came to me about the importance of us bearing the burdens of our brothers and our sisters in the church. And when you think about a burden, it's something that's heavy. It's something that has to be carried. And it's something that's weighty spiritually, emotionally. It can be taxing on the mind. And as we go through life, there's ups and there's downs, there's mountains and there's valleys, and there are times that the load gets really heavy that we have to carry. And so I was thinking about a ship and the huge cargo ships that bring in, you know, the huge boxes of cargo from overseas. And I was reading a little bit about this morning, and when you overload a cargo ship, it can sink, we know that, but what specifically happens during that process is that there's excessive fuel that has to be used, and it also runs the risk of capsizing before it sinks. And, you know, as the body of Christ, we, you know, when we come together with all of these burdens, if you carry it on your own, you're going to use up all of your extra fuel. You're going to use up all of your strength. You're going to use up all of your might and run the risk of sinking. And so that's why it's so important for us to bear one another's burdens. When you see a brother, when you see a sister that is going through something, we should all run to the rescue, so to speak, spiritually, in prayer, in strength, in encouragement. And I want to go to a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 9. It says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken." And so there's a lot that's in this scripture. We've all heard it, two are better than one, and that is absolutely true, and we know that to be true. And then it goes on to talk about if one falls, that the one is going to be there to lift up their fellow, and that's good. We know that. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth. And so I want to just point out how crucial it is for us to be mindful and conscientious that we don't become islands to ourselves. And there's a lot of reasons why this can happen. Sometimes people might feel hurt, or they may feel like they don't fit in maybe, or they might feel like, you know, nobody cares. And those are all lies from the enemy. And he does a really good job at trying to make us believe that, you know, no one cares and no one wants to be there. But to everyone, every member of Truth Church, you are loved and you are valued. And there is always someone in our church that is praying for you. And above all, we have a pastor that is calling out our names. And so every person, you have a place and you are important. And we want to bear one another's burdens together. When you're hurting, we want to be there for you. And so I feel like I'm a little bit all over the place, but I'm just sharing what I feel, and I want to share my heart with you on this subject. And so then it goes on to talk about a threefold cord and how a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And when I was new in church, this was something that Sister Evelyn used to tell me all the time, how important it is to have a threefold cord, and that when we are binding together, there is strength in that. And, you know, when you think about a threefold cord, essentially that's a braid. You've got three, you know, you've got three individual cords that by themselves, you know, they can function. But when you begin to weave them together, then you get something that's stronger than a single cord because it has more capacity to stretch. So under pressure, there's more that it can take. There's more that it can handle. And it's also easier to distribute the weight between those three cords. You know, one cord alone, if you were to, you know, hang a strong weight from that single cord, it would be very likely to break. But then when you put those three together, then it's going to be able to distribute the load. And it also is going to prevent that cord from getting tangled up and getting snarled. And so when we are bound together in a threefold cord as a body of Christ, and we're linked up with brothers and sisters in prayer, in strength and encouragement, and just lifting up one another in fellowship and all of those things, we've got this protection from the enemy. We've got this strength. We've got a resistance. We have an endurance. And that is God's will for his church. And so I want to go to another scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. And it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." And so we can take heart that when we're going through things, that we aren't the only one. You know, it's not, it can feel sometimes like your load is so much heavier than everyone else's, but we can take heart that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren. And so we can come together with that knowledge and understanding. And the final thing that I want to talk about is how when we begin to share the load together, and I kind of, you know, have this visual of you have all of this cargo on someone's back and they've got this strong load. And then one sister comes up, "Hey, let me take one of those boxes for you." And another sister comes up, "Let me take this one for you." And suddenly the sister that was under such a weight and a burden, she begins to stand up a little taller. And together we can come to the altar and we can lay those burdens down before the Lord. And in Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so sometimes we've got to help each other to get those burdens to the Lord. And we've, you know, we help our sister, we help our brother, and together we bring those burdens to the Lord and we lay them at the altar. And then the Lord begins to share the load because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he desires to give us rest. And we know that rest is the refreshing of the Holy Ghost. And we can be renewed and we can be strengthened. And even though the load hasn't changed, even though the situation may not have changed, there is a peace and there is a hope that we can have. And so I just want to encourage all of us to be more unified together than we ever have been. And we are in such perilous times right now. There's so much going on, but we can maintain a strong force with one another within the church that's going to close up the holes. It's going to close up the gaps so that we can have revival. And so that's all I have to share with you this morning. I love you all, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Sister Kendra, for this great message and this great devotion this morning. And what great comparisons she made with the strength of a threefold cord and the strength of unity that it represents. She also spoke about a vessel, a ship. And if each one of us are able to man our position, we are going to steer this ship home safely one day. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Sister Kendra, for these great words, this great encouragement this morning. Church, why don't we go ahead and thank God right now in prayer for everything we've heard and pray that we can really, really get this into our spirit and that we can all have a part on this vessel. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Kendra, for Brother Brendan, for their family, Lord God. We're thanking you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this great message that Sister Kendra has given us this morning. Help us to each one of us take our responsibility and do our part, Lord God, to help our brother, to help our sister in time of need. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray, Lord. And church, with that said, we want to remind everyone to join us on our Bible study devotion this evening at 7:15 p.m. Brother Stephen Orell will be teaching it. You don't want to miss it. With that said, have a great day in the Lord today. Praise God. Amen.